In this catch-up,
do you still stalk your ex?
And British comedian Phil Jupitus.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
It's a trip, and I can bug out to it.
With Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw.
Time for the Wednesday whinge.
All right. So basically, it's very simple. If you're driving, it's dark outside, it's a Wednesday, it's not quite Thursday, Easter's over.
Yeah.
Time to give us a call with your whinge.
Yes.
I think partly cloudy is actually a really good one to whinge about. Yeah. Like either be bloody cloudy or sunny. Because what do you do on a partly cloudy day?
It's true.
You don't want to be that guy sitting outside. No, it's
easy. Nah, it's not a Netflix day.
It's a bit of a guilty Netflix.
Ando looks at 35 and sunny and says Netflix day.
I look at any kind of day and go Netflix kind of day.
Now, my whinge today is quite particular.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's about this.
Australian workers must have priority for Australian jobs. So we're abolishing the 457 visas, the visas that bring temporary foreign workers into our country.
Die, Turnbull! Die!
Oh, hey.
Oh,
hey,
wow.
Hey, treason.
No.
Now we know why he's getting angry about this.
This is, he's I cannot tell you how much of a spanner in the works this is.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. I don't even think.
And I do want to know what love is, Maddie, but I can't actually get involved with, you know, this is a significant hurdle to the love that I want to know what it is.
So your Dutch girlfriend is on the 457 visa?
Well, she's applying to be on one,
and
which would give her another few more years here.
And they've just got rid of it.
And they've just axed it.
So what does she do now?
Which puts me in a bit of an interesting position, Ando.
You've got to marry her.
Oh, that's really interesting. Oh. Yeah, do it.
Oh, I knew you were going to get married before me.
Do it. Will, it's the only way. You've got to marry her.
It's not the only way.
No, it is.
What else?
But it is one of the ways.
Let's do it.
Should we take the whole show to
Or I go to Holland. I've got two options right now.
Oh, God. We can take the
show to Holland. There's no other way. Okay, wait, because you wouldn't be the only person in this situation. There will be other people that are dating foreigners as well.
Mate.
What do you do?
If you
want to
call
next
up with
steps?
A bit of a Wednesday whinge about that, I'm with you. It's a stinky one.
Oh. This isn't just a whinge.
Maddie,
this is an atrocity.
No, come on, mate. That's
a bit. 13, 10, 60. Maybe even if you are a foreigner. I'm actually intrigued by this. I didn't think about the repercussions of it.
Yeah.
If you're a foreigner and you're here in Perth and this 4-5 visa getting cancelled.
4-5-7.
What 4-5-7 visa,
4-5-7 visa getting cancelled. Give us a call. Or if you like Will and you're getting your heart ripped out of your chest.
Oh, it won't happen. I'll have to go.
You'll save the day?
Well, I've got a couple of options.
Take the show. Let's take the whole show to Amsterdam.
It's been a tough quarter, Woods, so I can't.
No, I know. I'm part of the same company as you. It's been a very tough quarter for Will and Woody Proprietary Limited. We need some commercial options. Someone give us
We're
a job.
Still like available for
him. You have a job
we
here.
Do MC gigs. We do them. We do them.
We'll do ads. We'll do TV ads.
Oh, righto. I'm in trouble for throwing real Heidi out there. Listen to you guys pleading your case.
So anyway, it's been a tough quarter for Will and Woody Proprietary Limited. Yeah. So I don't think I've got the money to fork out for a bloody wedding. So I think it'll just have to be like a, you know, I'd go and sign some civil union documents or something
that. Wait, okay. Nah. In a serious moment of would you actually do that? If this meant that you and Dutchie weren't going to be together because she had to go back to Holland, would you 100% go and marry
her? It'd have to be a consideration,
Wow.
Wow, that's huge. You know, I'm currently...
No, and you will not be officiating the wedding.
Can I be the MC?
I know you're training to be one.
I'm almost a celebrant. I could actually do it.
But as soon as I get up there, you just make some stupid gag about me DJing at the after party.
No, that's just his radio gear.
Will, that's my manager hat. That's my manager hat. And I'd be like, Will's a good DJ. Then celebrant hat, be very serious.
Okay, we are having a whinge, so give us a call.
I do have a celebrant gang, though.
You can.
Can I hear it?
No. Oh,
the Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Time for the Wednesday whinge.
There's your whinge, Woods.
What do you want to whinge about, Woods?
Well, I wanted to tell my celebrant joke.
But oh, okay.
Before we moved on,
you can kick it off with that going.
Yeah, righto. So if I'm doing your wedding, because that's what we're talking about, Will's whinging about the fact that Malcolm Turnbull is cancelling the 457 visa, which puts his love relationship with Dutchie in a little bit of jeopardy. Hey, don't play that. It's actually serious. Don't buy that.
Actually, could be a bit serious.
We're
having a gag.
So I'm going to be the celebrant.
We won't be gagging when I'm on a plane to Holland. We won't be gagging.
Well, I'm not letting you go to Holland anytime soon.
Don't go to Holland, man.
Well, anyway, Woody, you're starting to be a celebrant.
You have to come over to Holland, mate.
Oh, okay, I'll come.
You have a joke.
No, so if I was a celebrant, I'd have a joke, and I'd be like, Hello, everybody. Welcome to the beautiful wedding of Dutchie and my good friend, Will McMahon. Obviously, today is all about me. And then Will would go, mate, this isn't about you. This is about me and Dutchie. And I'd go, oh, Struth, sorry, Will. That was my alter ego.
Oh, no.
I don't get it.
The altar. You get married in the altar.
That's pretty good gear.
That's good, Woods.
I Kayla like from Redcliffe.
Strong. Took me a while, but got there. Hello, Kayla.
Hi.
Have you got a whinge for us, mate?
I do. My boyfriend was applying for that 4 or 5
years. Oh, Kaylee, no. You're the same as me, mate.
So what's happening?
Yes, exactly. Well, he was planning to apply for it because it's the easiest way and we were going to do the partnership visa, but that's just so hard.
What's the partnership visa?
So the partnership visa, into like if you're living together for like a year or so, then you can apply for that. But it's just super, super hard.
There are lots of loopholes.
It's just so easy.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
So, Kayla, would you consider marrying your boyfriend to keep him here?
Yeah, I would, but even still, like, that's super hard. Like, you can't guarantee.
It's undue pressure
as well. And there's no guarantee that they can stay just because you marry them.
I thought it wasn't. You get a de facto visa pretty easy.
Coming from the person who's studying the matter, yes, they can definitely stay if you marry them. If it's official under Australian law.
Yeah, you can actually just get a legalised civil union. And
really? Because I've seen people get sent home.
Kayla, where's your boyfriend from?
South Africa.
Right. Well, you're actually really a bit closer than I am. You can head over there. Not a big issue. Thanks for the call, mate.
It's not about you, Will. It's about Kayla. Yeah.
What do you mean it's not about me?
Go get him on. Go get him on.
You're what do you mean? You're closer than me.
I'm just trying to empathise with her. I was actually trying to be nice to her. You haven't said anything nice about anyone on this show the whole morning.
Oh, my God. Have you listened to yourself this morning?
You smacked Nick Kyrgios early. What did he ever do to you? Did you hear that once? She potted Kyrgios?
Yeah, I heard that. I was right here.
He goes.
I had my headphones on.
I've got a list, mate. I've got a list here of everything that you've done.
What have I done?
Anyway, my whinge is you.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Who's next on the show?
Our next guest is a British comedian.
And he's a father.
Well, it's your turn to be the cool parent. I don't want to be a cool parent.
Round of applause for the very funny Phil Jupitus.
Woo! Phil. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
How are ya?
I'm all right. As per usual, the weird vibe of me being a man alone in a room talking to a high-energy breakfast show.
What give me the impression that we're high energy, Phil? This is very
man alive. That's you pre-recorded a package introducing me. Don't tell me about that.
This is mellow.
Some poor intern hammering away over a laptop.
This is a mellow.
Which bit from the show can I use?
Phil, what are you doing in the hotel alone?
Well, I'm just pondering my mortality.
Oh wow!
I'm also sulking about the fact that I lost my swimming goggles because my eyes don't like the chlorine and I now haven't been for a swim for 2 days.
There's a story, Phil, recently about the fact that you get red eyes from the pool, not because of the reaction to the chlorine, but actually as a result of the amount of urine in the pool reacting with the chlorine. So that's actually an indicator of how much pee is in the pool.
Well,
thank you so much for that. Yes. A nugget. But really, because what I think there is not only have you ruined my stay in Australia, but the rest of my life. That's not a little fact that you drop in and think, oh, here's a bit of whimsy for Jukes. But you've destroyed the rest of my life.
Come on, as if you don't pee.
And he never swam again.
As if you don't pee in the pool.
What? I don't, what? Well, the problem is when you do it from the top board.
Hey, Phil, Heidi saw you on the project last night. This is what she had to say about you.
He is one gorgeous man.
Is he?
Yes.
He's good looking.
His voice is.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Really?
And I thought you had great style, Phil. I think you're a very sexy man.
What if ex-Vietnam veterans were all hipsters, and that's the look I've gone for.
Yes, you're absolutely nailing it.
It's like I've literally just come off of a Huey out of K-San, but at the same time, I've got some very interesting jazz albums.
But you did have a very nice military jacket on last night.
I know, yeah. I don't know, it's just utilitarian clothing does seem to work well on the larger man.
Phil, we're going to get into people can come and see you here at the Perth Comedy Festival the 25th of April. Tickets available from Ticketek for that one, Duplicity, at the Regal Theatre. But I should say, before we talk about that show a little bit more, you obviously a big figure on radio over in the UK.
Aye.
And obviously this show here is, you know, very much a juvenile, embryonic, what did you call it? Upbeat,
high energy breakfast show.
I thought that what we could do here is just get a little bit of feedback from you on some of the stuff that we've done recently.
Oh, nice. And, cool.
This is our best of sort of thing.
You want notes? You want notes?
Yeah, okay, yeah, I'd love some notes. Okay. Bit of an on-air, air check.
I am very, very happy to pass judgment on you as individuals I've never met.
Oh, thank you.
However, caveat emptor, the invoice will be arriving tomorrow.
What if we send you some goggles, Phil? We'll send you some goggles if you air check us.
Yeah. How about if you ban peeing in pools? That's a bigger ask.
All right. So here's something. This is just this is Woody that we're talking about here. This is him asking people to call the radio show. So you just have a listen to this. This is him doing a phone topic setup. Have a listen to this.
Right.
Has anyone broken up with someone sole reason being the haircut they've got? Or have you broken up with someone and the sole reason was their haircut?
Any thoughts there, Phil?
Well, okay. That will run, and the listeners the listeners will respond to that.
What you've done right there
is that we live in an age now where as soon as a man's hair starts thinning, he shaves his head, much like Marlon Brando did in Apocalypse Now.
Yes.
And so the world now has, there used to be thinning, you don't see balding men anymore. You see bald men and you see hairy men. I miss a balding man.
There's something
so sort of lovely about the fact that they're in such colossal denial. There's comb overs, there's cheeky berets, there's gelling. But it's I think, you know, and as a topic, that's great because everybody gets their hair cut.
Yeah, I quite like that.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you so much.
I'm
being very pragmatic about this. You know, the thing is because when you're doing it every day for like year after year after year, you do lose the will to live.
Yeah. I'm still just hanging on.
There is that moment when you're in the car on the way to the show in the morning and you're like, why? Oh my God, these people, can't they just talk to themselves in the morning?
Oh yeah, no, I think that's fair enough. I often get that feeling. I mean, like I often think if I throw a phone topic out, I'm like, I wouldn't call for that. I probably wouldn't.
The thing is, you cannot overestimate the kind of donut that wants to hear themselves on the radio.
Because firstly,
that is all your listeners. And secondly, it's you three. Yeah. So.
131060, any donuts want to call up?
Hey, Phil, thanks for joining us, mate. Duplicity, 25th of April at the Regal Theatre, all part of the Perth Comedy Festival. You can get your tickets to go and see Phil from Ticketek. Thank you so much for joining
us. It's Anzac Day. Bring your rum. Come on.
It is Anzac Day. Yeah, cool. Yeah,
I'm gigging on Anzac Day.
You obviously get up for the dawn service at the start of the day
let's not just take the mic all the time about a genuine... I genuinely am.
Good. Yeah. Well, do you know what? In Kings Park, it is an amazing Anzac dawn service, or there's one at North Beach, and it really is truly spectacular watching the sunrise.
Yeah, I'll do a bit of that, you know. You've got to go local. And I'm telling you, the thing is I may never see another Anzac Day, so let's, you know.
Exactly.
There you go.
Let's pop along. Yeah, right. Give it a go.
Good on you, Phil. We look forward to having you in Perth, mate.
All right, kids. Lovely job. Right.
Thanks, Phil.
Bye, mate.
Bye.
Bit of a champ.
My haircut's great, by the way. Who wants to go out with me?
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
One woman.
Oh, yeah.
No, because I'm a talent.
Well.
One idea.
I think you're going to love it.
Two staunch opponents.
Will and Woody.
Yeah.
You two are the worst blokes I've ever met.
This is Heidi's last ditch pitch.
Although, today it's your last ditch pitch.
Yeah, right.
So if you want to keep this stupid saying that you say all the goddamn time the show, you're going to need your people or your followers to give you a call on 131060.
Will doesn't have followers.
Have a listen. This is all I hear throughout the show. Whenever you're describing absolutely anything, this is all I hear.
Top of 31, sunny today. Beautiful. Beautiful. So Justin Trudeau.
Yes.
Justin Trudeau. You're beautiful. Beautiful man. Beautiful man.
So every day my girlfriend Courtney, you know, beautiful. Beautiful that she calls me when she finishes work. I really like that.
Yes. Yeah.
But yesterday was a beautiful day.
A beautiful $1,200 Tissot watch.
Beautiful.
I said that was pretty good.
The timing.
Really good.
Beautiful. 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 Beautiful.
I'm done.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
If you want to continue to say it in the show, you're going to need people to call on 1310. No,
what do you mean?
It's got to stop.
No, I don't need people. I don't need people to support me. Yeah. No one supports me. I'm rogue, man.
No, you're not beautiful.
I don't need the people's support.
It's so goddamn annoying. Do you know how annoying it is?
Such a beautiful word.
No, just say it. It's okay every now and then, but you say it far too much. But you don't just go, "Oh, that's a beautiful watch." Like, it's a beautiful, 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 beautiful watch. Like you say.
Did you enjoy that? Did you enjoy
that? No, it's annoying.
Beautiful,
beautiful. Close your eyes when you say it. Beautiful.
No.
Does everyone in the car do it right now? Everyone in the car.
No, I got people calling. I want to hear one of these people. Do they actually dislike us saying beautiful? Surely that is not.
I'm worried that people are going to turn on me here.
Genuine. Concern.
It, you say it, if people listen to our show from 6 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock in the morning, you would say it more than 20 times a show. Yeah.
Okay, we got Dominic here from Canning Vale. Dominic, how you going, mate?
Well, how are you?
Hello,
Dominic. I'm pretty beautiful, mate.
I'm scared.
You got an issue with beautiful, mate?
Beautiful? Nah, just a fellow, you know, donut army here.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And you enjoy saying beautiful, Dominic?
Beautiful, mate.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. No.
It's a great word. It is really a great word. We've got Mick here from Rocky. Yeah, Mick, what do you reckon?
Mate, beautiful morning.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Charlie, welcome back to the show, mate.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be back. Thank you for having me. Damn, I feel like a woman.
Charlie Pickering, this is actually quite unique. I mean, like, we are a bit of a different radio show to the other radio shows.
Mm.
This is real time. So he said about 15 seconds ago, we got a message from him saying, I'll call you guys in 30 seconds.
Does he not know we're live?
Can we get a drone or something?
No, he knows we're live.
I think like a drone.
But what I don't think he does know is that I don't think he knows that we're live padding for him on air.
This is exciting.
So we've got about 15 seconds to go.
He might have called.
I was about to say, he's due right now.
This has been quite incredible.
I wonder as well, what do you think he was doing for 30 seconds?
Does he know? I'm gonna have to let him know that we have been padding for him live on air. He's had about 20 seconds of dead air time, but he's called in on time. Charlie Pickering!
Hey, g'day guys.
Amazing!
Hi. We literally were just padding because we heard you were going to be 30 seconds.
And I believe I was.
You were.
Fantastic, mate. Spot on. That was elite.
I was dialing through. Yeah. What did you do to pad for 30 seconds?
We just talked about how you were going to call us and we played a bit of a drone. It was riveting radio, mate.
Wow. I'm really glad I could put you guys under pressure. You guys could rise into the award-winning commercial radio.
We're sending that one to the Radio Awards.
I cannot wait for the end.
What were you doing for 30 seconds, by the way, Charlie?
I was actually just stuck in traffic arriving.
Oh, this is great stuff in general. I reckon we just move on if we can, despite the fact that is also riveting.
It could only be better, because I'm in Melbourne, it could only be better if I told you which way I went to work and why I was...
Please do.
So your listeners could really relate to it.
Hey, Charlie, what I did want to speak to you about today is I've never really heard you delve into the relationship kind of chat. And that's something I quite enjoy on this show. And there's a few trends that are happening in 2017, relationship trends. And I spoke to Will about one of them the other day. Now, this one was called haunting. Have a listen, Charlie. Okay, have you guys heard of haunting? Will?
This is actually a bedroom maneuver haunting.
Ooh,
where what you do is you get your bed sheet and you whack it over your head. and you pretend to be a ghost just to, you know, spice things up a little bit. You're like, oh, wow, I'm a ghost. No, I'm not. Yeah.
So that's what Will gave me when I told him what haunting was. So I thought I'd see what what you thought of this new dating term called cushioning.
Mm.
Okay, so hang on. I don't know what's going on here.
I thought it was a good setup, Heidi.
No, sorry. No, I think I understand. It's just I've been burned by you guys before.
Charlie, this is real.
It's another ruse. I don't know.
No. Oh, my God.
I'm going to play a clip of you guys going, we're going to invent dating terms.
No, Charlie, I haven't gone to that much trouble, mate. I just
We haven't heard from Tom Gleason that you're used to cushioning, I don't know, with your wife, whatever that means.
So cushioning, are you, so cushioning is actually a thing?
Yeah. It's actually a thing in 2017. It's a dating term. I know what it is, but I just wondered whether you boys would, you know, have any idea
a dating term.
Like, it's a dating. It's the latest dating trend, and it's happening to people all around the world, and it's got us worried.
It's got you worried.
Mm.
Is it smothering dates with a cushion?
I don't think you're going to get much out of it there, Heinz.
That would be a worrying
thing. I reckon it's fattening up your partner for winter so they're nice to cushion into.
Oh, I like that, but no. Okay, so what it is, Charlie, is the new term. It refers to a way in which couples can cheat on each other.
Oh.
Basically, so the cushioning is essentially the practice of making sure you have some insurance on the side in case your relationship goes sour.
Oh.
Oh, so you kind of you kind of keep someone else stay friends with someone or sort of flirt with someone digitally, and so that if the relationship you've committed to falls over, you're like, hey,
I've got someone on the side, so you're stringing them along. Right. So they reckon cushioning cheats might be stringing someone else along for months whilst in a relationship, just to make sure there's something or someone there if it goes sour.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so what about, like, that crosses over? That's pretty, like, isn't that quite similar to just staying friends with someone?
Are you just not allowed
to remain friends with anyone?
You're 100% allowed to remain friends with someone, although I did read an article yesterday that they're saying you definitely should not be friends with an ex.
There you go.
Right.
This is commercial radio, mate. There's no such thing as friends. It's got to be scandalous.
Yeah, can you send D-pics to your friends?
Absolutely.
No. Absolutely. Do you do that, Charlie?
No, I'm just asking. I'm not dating, so...
I think it's fine if you make it a bit funny. You know, if you put, like, sunglasses on it or something, like, oh, bit of a laugh between friends.
You know what? If you could can take a photo in the bath, and if you just raise out of the water a little bit and put a sprig of parsley in, it can look like a tropical island.
Charlie, I am so glad I talked to you about dating trends this morning.
I said I've been out of the game. I said I've been out of the game a long time.
Hang on, Charlie.
It's appropriate anymore.
Can you please confirm?
I've talked about ways that I spice up my marriage.
No, I was going to say. You guys talk,
maybe you could do one, Charlie, where you sprinkle a bit of coconut on there and then have a ship and then do the whole Titanic thing and do a reenactment.
I think I'm done here, guys. I think that's enough visuals for one morning for everyone.
No. I think we've just come up with the idea for the Heidi, Will and Woody Christmas calendar. We do a different photo for each month of the year. Different celebrities get on board. I think it'd be great.
And it sounds like we've got Mr. January sorted out, Charlie.
Oh, Charlie, it's always a pleasure. I'm sorry that you thought we were stitching you up there. It definitely wasn't a stitch up. I just wanted your, insight into the relationship dating terms.
It was a real insight.
That's fine. Absolutely fine. As I said last time, rebuilding trust.
We're doing well. I think we've done well to rebuild the trust. Charlie, the week 126 on the song. I feel like we haven't spoken about the weekly at all, but it's tonight, 8:30 on the ABC. Where you can catch it on iView.
Will we see any photos, Charlie?
No photos, but you will see Judith, Lucy, Denise Scott, Sam Neill. I went to New Zealand and we filmed a little epic that we're finishing the show with tonight. It's a great show.
Charlie, I saw Sam Neill on a thing they did on John Clark the other night on the ABC. I didn't realise they were so close. He really is a really sentimental guy, Sam Neill. He's got a lot of different strings to his bow, doesn't he?
He is. He's a very sincere man. And when I was there visiting Sam's Sam's Winery in New Zealand, he actually had lots of pictures of John Clark up on his walls and cartoons of John Clark New Zealand cartoons had done. So, yeah, he took it very hard, Sam, as a lot of us did. It was just such sad news.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, well, mate, I'm glad to hear it's a great show and I'm glad to have you here that you got Sam Neill on the show. It sounds like it's going to be another cracker tonight on the ABC.
Yeah, we'll have you back for relationship advice next week, Charlie.
Charlie Pickering.
I'm your man.
All right, I think you've just about done enough.
Okay.
See you later, mate.
The Heidi Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
I'm a little bit embarrassed by this, but I reckon I might not be alone here. So that's why I'm just throwing it out there.
Nice.
So feel free to call on 131060 if you've done this before.
If you've had herpes when you...
No. Again, you could ask a lot, couldn't you? Saying this
but you started and said I could be the only one here, and you said that. You said,
"Yeah, I've had herpes since I was 21." Yeah, again, I've got to always explain myself. I have cold sores.
Right. Mm.
Anyway, I woke up the other morning and I had a text off my best friend Kate.
Right.
And the text said that I didn't really understand. Nah, he doesn't post anything. It's all photos of his sisters. Laughy face, laughy face, laughy face. And I was like, what message did I send Kate last night?
Yeah.
So this is the message that I sent Kate at 11:16 p.m.
Last night?
No, this is a couple of weeks ago. Yep. But all she reminded me yesterday when she sent through the photo to me and was like, haha, remember when you sent me this?
Okay.
So I sent to her at 11:16 p.m. I'm drunk and went to stalk, insert ex-boyfriend's name here, but not
your
friends.
Your ex-boyfriend?
But not friends on Facebook. Anything exciting or interesting happening in his life?
Wow.
Oh, so you got your friend to vicariously stalk your ex.
Because I was just but didn't realise till the next morning. And of course, Kate is awesome at stalking her ex-boyfriends. Like, because we just like to know what's going on in their life. Yeah. Like, have they got a new partner?
So the next question is like the movie The Usual Suspects. Was it Bongo? Was it Drongo? Was it Cashew?
Was it the guy that got kicked off the flight on the way to Bali?
Was it the next door neighbour? Like, which one? Like,
was it my cousin?
Was it,
Who was it?
No, I'm not telling you who it was.
Right.
But it was an ex from a very long time ago.
It was the Bali guy, wasn't it?
No.
Let's just say for the sake of the story, it was the Bali guy.
Okay.
It was the dude who was going to Bali and got kicked off the plane.
Anyway, like I said,
he was in the back of a car, wasn't he?
There's not that many guys.
Different guy.
Okay, there was a guy I went out with for about 6.5 years before I went out with Griffo.
That's Bongo.
And that was a lot. Yeah, Bongo. So it was him.
Right. And
you
were trying to stalk him.
Well, obviously.
Because you were drunk for a change on a Tuesday.
We've got it. Now, we've got it clean out, Heights. We've got it very, we've ironed out all the creases. Do you want to know if anyone else, gets friends to stalk their ex? Is that?
Well, yeah, I guess. But I was kind of just interested in general if people stalk their ex just out of curiosity to find out where they're at in their life, to kind of sit there and go, my life is so good.
Oh, so it's a feel-good stalk. Is that what it is? You're looking at them.
Oh, no, he's over me. He's got a new girlfriend.
Right. Okay. So this is where my question has to begin. And I'm not going to sit here and chastise people that call up, but 131060, if you do stalk your ex, or if they've blocked you and you get a friend to vicariously stalk your ex,
which is,
I've got to say, a real, that's a real eating humble pie if you're calling your friend for that one.
Oh, was this a bit of a laugh?
I wouldn't be surprised if girls do that. But 131060, if this does happen, what the hell do you get out of it?
Well, I think it was just more like I got a bit of a laugh out of it when I read Kate's message the next day and was like, yeah, I just wanted to see where he was at in
but
life.
What do you
like,
get
I'm
out
genuinely
of it?
Intrigued.
No, what do you get out of it?
I kind of think, like I said, it's a satisfaction of, I'm doing so well with my life.
So you're going, oh, God, glad I didn't end up with him.
So it's a Schadenfreude thing. It's a Schadenfreude thing. I think it is.
It's absolutely a Schadenfreude thing.
He is a great guy, but I'm glad we haven't ended up together. But it was more like, has he moved on? Has he got over me?
Because the other side of the coin is, 131060, we'll take your calls now. If you do stalk your ex, or if you get a friend of yours to stalk your ex like Ando, which I think is a real fall from grace. But the other side of the coin is, if they are doing well, do you just go, oh, well, wow, this sucks for me? Is that the other side of it?
Oh, nah, because I think, God, I'm good. My life is awesome.
Yeah, right. Okay. Great.
The Heidi Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
We're not all crazy, just a few of us, and I'm happy to admit it. I enjoy having a stalk here and there, and I know a few of my girlfriends do as well.
Looks like you do. Hi, it's Emma from Bull Creek. How are you going?
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Hey, we're good. Are you a stalker like me?
Oh, 100%. Heidi, I'm on the crazy train with you, girl. Like, I'm not even sorry about it.
So what do you do, Emma? Yeah. Do you get friends to help you out?
Well, basically what happened is my ex and I had a very messy breakup over the phone. And once we'd gotten off the phone, once we'd gotten off the phone, he blocked me on all social media but kept my best friend. So every now and then she'll kind of send me updates as to what he's doing or I'll kind of, if it's been a couple of weeks, I'll ask if there's anything new.
It's intriguing, isn't it? You're just kind of interested to see how bad they're going or how great they're going.
Yeah, that's it. It's just because the lines of communication just completely dropped once we separated.
But what do you get out of this, Emma? I'm asking the same question I asked Heidi before. If they're doing well, you feel bad about yourself. If they're doing badly, you feel good about yourself? Is that what you're saying?
No, not so much. As I have a new partner now, so it's kind of, this is going to sound terrible. It's kind of nice to be like, oh, I'm with a new partner and you're not.
This is schadenfreude. It's disgusting.
How does your current partner feel about you getting updates on your ex?
I don't really think she minds too much. She'll kind of, if it's been too long, I'll kind of get her to jump on there and be like, you know, can you have a quick look for me? But she's super chill about it.
Wow.
No, girls do it without batting an eyelid.
Yeah, Kuffo is not a jealous person. Like, he would probably now, if he heard this on the radio, send me a text and be like, you are a crazy stalker.
Yeah, but
if I heard he was stalking his ex, I would be like, I am going to get you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, no,
Christina from Mandra. Yeah. How are you going, Christina?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Hey, Christina.
Are you on the crazy train?
Yes, I'm crazy.
Why do you stalk your ex?
So, I stalk my ex and my ex-bestie, but I used to just go on, like, my friend's Instagram and kind of, like, go through that. But now Instagram has the setting where you can link accounts.
You've linked her account so you can stalk your ex.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, you can do that?
Yes.
That's the only purpose of the linked account.
So, okay, but why do you stalk your ex? Because, like I said, for me, it's more just like it was so long ago. I'm like, well, what's he doing with his life now?
I'm just super curious. Plus, my ex is actually dating one of my old friends from school. So, like, I kind of just do it to get on board and trying to see what's going on. I have a boyfriend.
What's to be gained? From this? It is surely, while you're stalking them, you feel like it's demoralizing for you. So your sense of self-worth and integrity is just dropped because you know that you are consciously mooching off somebody else's dissatisfaction.
It's just being nosy. I'm just a nosy Parker,
You have to know that the reason that you're doing it is because you feel good that someone's doing badly or you're doing better than them.
It's more that, like I said, I'm just interested who he's dating
you're not.
No.
It's the same stuff from all of these people.
This is a psychologist.
That's not a word. But Emma and both Christine have said the same thing. It's a classic schadenfreude thing. Where you're looking at someone and going, I'm feeling good because I'm doing better than you. That's what it is.
Like I said, I'm just being nosy and I enjoy it. And I'm probably going to do it again. Hey, Kate, send me an update.
The Heidi Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
Now, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on over in Korea at the moment. Mm. Yes. Jack, did you want to come in, mate? Quick announcement. What are you doing there, big fella? Dropping a coffee. Oh, right. Queen Ando.
Diva.
Gets a coffee dropped off for her. Beautiful. Jack. The talent wanted a coffee. The talent gets a coffee.
I'm a talent.
Pronto. Don't worry about the talk, break, Will. Do you mind if I get back into this? Else coming in, mate? Massage? All right.
Actually,
we'll move on.
Wouldn't mind a massage.
North Korea at the moment, these boats that have been going over there. We've all seen the footage of the big aircraft carriers heading over to Korea.
These are American warships.
The U.S. Armada.
Yes.
The old Armada. Yeah.
Which is just a word we use for a group of ships. Armada.
Very good.
It's like a pride of lions, but with ships.
Very good. So, as tensions mounting over there, everyone's seen this footage.
Mm.
Turns out that it's just been uncovered this morning. Those ships are actually just heading down to Australia.
There you go.
Did they just bypass there or they've not even bypassed
Didn't
there?
Go to any of it.
So what, they've just got the footage
They had this, like Channel 7 had this exclusive footage of like, here are the ships heading to North Korea. There was just the ships heading down to Australia. They've docked in Darwin.
Have they?
I'm not kidding. They're interviewing a US Marine here. Have a listen to this.
The first US Marines to form this year's Australian rotation touched down in Darwin, ready for their latest mission.
Just come with an open mind, looking forward to train and see another country.
It was quite hot, so look forward to training in that environment.
There's a lot of exotic wildlife out here, a lot of poisonous animals and insects and things. So
they're just fear-mongering. That's what they did originally.
You know, they're not sending any rockets anywhere. They're just coming down here to check out the exotic wildlife.
He's not even trying to cover it up. Like, no. Who is in charge of this farce?
Was it Donald Trump that said they were going out to North Korea?
It's all been just a big psychological. I think what they've said now is no, we're actually, they're just stopping off in Australia and then they'll head up there.
Oh, we're coming. Little stop off.
So it's just all
BS. I see
BS.
The wildlife in Darwin.
Yeah, yeah, exactly that.
So that's good to know that maybe things aren't as bad as what we thought.
I think it's all just been a bit of psychological warfare, which is obviously a big part of the game. You know, if they actually thought their ships were heading over there, then they'd be a little bit more rattled. But I kind of want to focus on, I feel like, look, Trumpy has had his pants pulled down a little bit here.
Yeah.
But I've been in that position. I've been busted telling someone that I'm somewhere and I'm actually somewhere else.
Yeah, I think I found you on Facebook one morning. We promised a few people that we were going to go to something and you said, oh, sorry guys, I'm in bed sick. Accidentally posted...
We had a bush drift the night before.
And you posted a photo of you drinking mimosa or cocktails on
I believe they were Bloody Marys.
Bloody Marys.
It was on my back porch.
That's right.
So there we go. Yeah,
we had a party the night before.
We were due to be at lunch, weren't we? And then Will settled over to me and goes, oh, mate, I've sorted out the old lunch issue. And I was like, oh, how did you do it? And he goes, said we were sick. And I said, they're like, we just put a photo on Facebook.
And then the next minute I saw this photo on Facebook and I went, Will?
Yeah. We'll find that photo.
Have you done it other times as well?
Oh, mate. Well, I think,
do you need to get this off your chest?
I think a lot of people can empathise with this. 131060, have you busted someone who said they're somewhere but they're actually somewhere else? Yeah. And I reckon this happened a lot in relationships.
Oh, yeah.
And often on the phone as well, I've got a distinct memory, which I can't really reveal the entirety of it, but with a girlfriend of mine, this is a while ago, and I said I was out at dinner with my parents. And I was on the phone to her. I was like, you know, and obviously ducked off from the boys who I was hanging out with.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, you know, restaurant's beautiful. And one of them yelled out at me, one of the boys.
And something, so she and was, heard the boy yell out to you.
Yeah,
and it was saying very clearly that wouldn't say.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
No, Laurie McMahon doesn't request that sort of stuff.
I don't think it has to be... Will, I don't think it has to be in relationships either. I know growing up,
it was a big thing.
We used to. I told my mum I was going to see Titanic. It was 3 hours long.
Yeah.
At the cinema.
Bought yourself plenty of time to hook up with your cousin around the side.
My cousin wasn't from Bathurst, but we used to go to the river. Anyway, my mum went down and she had to work that night, and so she was driving through town, Bathurst, small place, and she saw all of us kids like with our goon bag, like heading down to the river. Or whatever. Look, I'm taking the mickey.
Goombas,
we probably didn't
funnels.
Have a goon bag.
Got a funnel in each hand.
I'm taking the mickey. We were holding goombas. Hands with the boys. We were running amok. Yeah. And my mum was like, aren't you supposed to be at the Titanic cinema?
You're like, mate, the Titanic's about to sink out here. keep an eye on
it. Too far.
All right, 131060 is the number. And this can go both ways, because like whilst it sucks at the time, like for example, when I was meant to go and catch up with you and a few of the minions, Ando, on a Saturday morning, I mean it did suck at the time that I was busted, on a bender. But afterwards, we all had a bit of a laugh about it.
Yeah.
131060. If you've been busted telling someone that you were somewhere but you were somewhere else, or if you busted someone else,
they've said
to you, you know, quiet night. Out with the fam or whatever it is.
I've got a ripper from my old man that involves a voicemail.
Beautiful.
Ooh,
I'll tell you up next.
All right.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
I've got an example. It's a voicemail edition of the line about where you are.
And the
whole family got to enjoy this one because when Mum used to get home after school pickup, she'd hit the voicemail and they'd play the voicemail.
Yes. Yeah.
One from Dad. And it was... G'day, Sweets. He'd call Mum Sweets when he was trying to suck her. Oh, g'day, Sweets. Listen... I've been held up at the office, so I don't think I'm going to make dinner. I'll be home by... And as he said bye, in the background you heard,
oh, he's on the golf course.
And you hear Dad's mind going struth. This is the voicemail. And he goes, 5, 6, 7. Beautiful. So I'll be home at about 8:30.
Did he actually?
Yes.
That is
it
so
was incredible.
Good.
5, 6, 7. Beautiful.
Great stuff. Emma here from Cannington. How are you?
Hello. Good, thank you. Hi.
Yeah,
hello.
Good. Emma, you busted someone lying about where they were?
Yeah, I did. I actually caught my boss lying where she was.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working in retail and we had our stock take day, which everyone has to attend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she caught up sick that morning that she was in bed, you know, really vomiting and everything. And I went to go get a coffee run during the break and I found her having breakfast with her friends.
Oh.
Okay, now that's a little bit silly on her behalf, going to the same centre or, you know, area that you were. Like, she could have gone another suburb.
Yeah, definitely.
Did you confront
her? Yeah.
I just looked at her and she looked at me and she was like, don't say anything.
Yeah.
And so did you?
You just bank those points though, Emma.
Of course, I confronted her after. I was like, So, you want to give me more shifts or anything?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Tell anyone?
Yeah, you're in a position of power. Yeah, there. You've got to use it.
Yeah.
When I didn't catch up with Ando with those minions, gee whiz, I was doing real Heidi social media posts for the next couple
of
weeks.
I'm looking for someone.
The Heidi Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
I'm pretty excited, Wilbur, as your DJ manager.
Right.
Gee whiz. As people know, Will is a very, very good DJ. He's available for all bar mitzvahs and birthdays and christenings.
Not my birthday, but anyway.
Specifically. But Wilbur, very excitingly, we have been given an offer. A request has been put in through me, your manager, to DJ at the world famous rooftop this Friday.
Right.
Now, Wilbur, as your manager.
Yeah, okay.
Held back a little bit.
What do you mean?
Didn't want to get too excited because I wanted to seem like, we're in demand. And for me...
We're not in demand.
Well, we need everything we can get.
I haven't got a gig for ages.
No, mate.
We were at Coup d'Etat the other night. I was like, Woody, can you go and talk to the manager? And he was like, no, I'm a little bit nervous.
Public radio.
Right.
It's all about the illusion.
Okay.
So for me, as
your worst manager,
it was all down to business.
Debits and credits. Negative gearing. Hearing. Business.
What is happening?
So, had a very, very important business phone call.
Yeah.
With the person who's organising the world famous rooftop.
Tori in Integration.
Yeah, well, she wasn't Tori from Integration when I was talking to her. I'm your manager and it was strictly business.
Just Tori, who you have a desk pretty much next
to. We don't need to say where she is. Business conversation. Now, to start off, Wilbur, I was pretty bloody hard with her.
Yeah.
Probably maybe too hard.
Yeah.
About how much we deserve to be paid.
Oh, did we ask for a fee?
Mate, bloody oath we did. You can hear me fighting bloody hard
all
for
right,
you.
Go for it.
And is there going to be some form of remuneration there, Tori?
There will be absolutely no payment.
Right.
unfortunately.
Okay. I fought hard. I fought.
You just fell over like a house of cards.
She came out pretty
you
hard.
You fell over like a house of cards.
Well, you know what? I'm like confrontation. And when she came back hard. But
she did have her stern voice on, didn't she?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It was business, huh?
Yeah.
She's Italian as well. She's a bit fiery.
Rest assured, though, Will.
Yeah.
Old business boy over here goes, okay.
Yeah.
If we can't get money, what can I get?
Yeah.
So I made some requests. On things that you're going to receive.
Okay.
On the night that you'll be DJing.
This and Friday. These, B-Shed, Fremantle.
Yeah. Great. And these are all your favourite things.
Okay.
Have a listen to what's going to be
right.
waiting
Here
for it.
Great.
Number one, chicken and dip.
Yeah, sure.
like lots of chicken.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yep, that's fine.
Heaps, of, like I'm talking six cooked chooks. Okay.
Six cooked chooks.
Beautiful. And lots of dip. So all sorts of dip, hummus dip, beetroot dip, sweet potato and cashew dip.
Sure.
And if you could they please all be gluten and lactose free?
So you can have them?
No. No.
Are you sure?
No. This
sounds like a Woody Whitelaw diet.
No, this is for DJ Will.
Strictly okay, no worries.
For DJ Will. And Will also loves cashew nuts.
Okay.
So we need 3 kilograms of cashew nuts.
Great.
Sorry, there was one more thing. He wanted 27 rabbits.
Well, that might be a little bit difficult, but I'll see what I can do.
Okay, he's got a little bit of leeway with that. If it's 24, we're not going to cry over spilt milk.
Yeah, okay, great.
But just
all right, we'll see what we can
do. Fill his room full of rabbits.
No dramas.
Wilma!
What are the rabbits for?
You are so full
I just
of
thought it.
It
was Easter. A bit of fun. Let's get 27 rabbits in a room. What do you reckon, Wilma?
Have we got any drinks?
I asked.
But we've tipped it over with the chicken and dip, haven't we?
Yeah.
He's got six chooks and some
dips. We spent our chickens. Mind the pun there. But we've got to give Wilma.
You counted our chickens before they hatched.
Yeah.
So is that confirmed?
Put all our eggs in a basket.
What's that?
On Friday night. You're playing.
Am I?
Yeah, no, I signed a contract for you.
All right. Well, if you want to win tickets to see Will and Illy.
All right, so Will Famous Rooftop.
Yep.
This Friday.
I've got you a 4-hour gig, so you're starting at 2 in the afternoon. And you go until 6.
Whilst everyone sets up around you.
Jesus Christ.
Is that okay? Because B-Shed just wanted to do, you're doing the sound check as well, so he's going to play for numerous hours.
It's fine.
He's locked.
Play good.
I've got a choice.
Unreal. I've also done some contract. You're going to go back there every weekend for the rest of the year. But
People are ringing, though. People are ringing. They want to see you.
Yeah, buddy. Are you proud of me, Will? Got us a gig.
Yeah. What about coup d'etat? I thought we were working on coup d'etat.
Hey, you've got to do the world famous rooftop first.
No, coup d'etat, though. I really want to play there.
I haven't written the email yet, but I'm I'm drafting
you're
it.
Drafting it?
I'm drafting
What's
it.
What's the opening line?
G'day, mate.
The Heidi, Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw. Available on iTunes or your favourite podcast app.